It should be in your words every day. Satan doesn't want it. I want it in my words every day. He hates it. That's what he doesn't call himself the anti-faith. He doesn't call him the anti-love. And those are important things. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by... You can't read the Bible without the anointing. Not when you get it. It's like Jason said. He said, Chip, it's like it's becoming you. Like, I can't tell you you're not Chip. I can't tell you. That's who you are. He said, that's what's happening to you with the anointing. And it is. I'm living it like Paul urged us to do. I can't read the Bible without seeing the anointing somewhere. It's always in there. You can't separate it. Amen? So, glory to God. So, in the Old Testament days, it would come on the prophets, king, and priest, and they reverenced it. And that's why when her son died, she said, just get him to the prophet. He's got the anointing. Put him in that room. The anointing's there. And then when Jesus came, word got out, he's the anointed one. Are you kidding me? That's where the lady goes, all I got to do is touch the anointed ones, him. It's all about the anointing. It's that same spirit, the anointing, that raised him from the dead. It's the same spirit that was hovering, that created this universe when God spoke. Because in Genesis it says, and the spirit was hovering. Why was he hovering? Because God hadn't spoke yet. And the Lord said to me, he's hovering in each one of my believers, waiting for them to speak it. Waiting for them to live it. Not speak it one time at a youth rally and wait until the next. Waiting for them to live it. That's who I am. And the Lord said, that's why we got these. We got them as quick as we could get them. Put it on them. Get stickers. Get magnets. Put it on their refrigerator. Put it on their cars, their dogs. Put it on everything. Put it on their heads, their hats. Wear it. Live it. Speak it. Amen. Because that's who we are. I am anointed. Are y'all ready? I am Christ. Oh. I didn't say I'm Jesus. I said I am the anointed one. Not the anointed one, but his anointing. I'm part of the body of Christ. Amen. So the prophets, priests, and kings only had it. They knew it, reverenced it. But then there's these regular dudes. Right? Never been to a C4C. And all of a sudden this power comes on them. Elisha. Outruns a horse. Somebody tell me in here, when's the last time you've seen a human outrun a horse? Never. Do you think that if it happened, if a human showed up at the Kentucky Derby and outran all of them, not only a human, an old man, kind of chunky, probably a couple falafels in each hand, Snickers in the back pocket. What? Probably balding. What? Sandals and robe. Shows up in Louisville and outruns them all. Do you think there would be breaking news? Oh, are you kidding me? It would be all over the world. But yet that's what happened. And if you go back and read it, he was neither a prophet, priest, or king at that time, right? So it goes back and read it and says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Translate. What came on him? Translate. What came on him? The anointing, the power. What? Yeah! Woo-hoo! Woo! Woo-hoo! Can you imagine his grandkids? Look at Papa.